Hello YouTube, and welcome to Gimp No Hell's Holiday Special. In this tutorial, I will be teaching you how to paint a pretty good looking Christmas tree on Gimp. For the Holiday Special, of course. Okay, so to start with, you want to open up a new image. The size really doesn't matter. You can adjust it to what you want. I'm going to go 900 by... Let's go 700. That number is 700. Okay. So to make a soft background, I'm going to choose a fairly light blue. And a fairly dark blue. And I'm going to use the gradient tool. And just stroke down. Make sure your line's straight, otherwise the gradient will be crooked. Okay, so there's our background. Now to start with, we're just going to do the wireframe of the tree. Might actually have to break this off onto two tutorials. Okay, so this doesn't even have to look convincing at all, just how you want your tree. It's actually a bit small. Okay, so there's the wireframe of the tree you want to paint. Now we're going to begin to paint the stump. You don't have to be that precise. So the stump is the same color as the base of the tree. Now to make the stump look more convincing, take the color you had just selected and turn it to a darker shade. Now apply sort of like a shadow. Don't worry, this will all begin to look better later. Now take the same color you selected for the main tree and make it a lighter color. Then apply that on the other side, the opposite side of your dark side. So there we are beginning to have sort of a three-dimensional stump. More with that later. I know I didn't exactly pick the best color. Choose kind of like a mid-tone green. Take the paintbrush tool. And GIMP by default should come with like a pencil sketch paintbrush. Click the pencil sketch middle brush. And as you'll see here, it's about perfect. Over the wireframe of your tree, you can make a more detailed wireframe if you want. Just kind of pencil sketch over that. And I like this brush because it really does make the tree look a lot more convincing with the needles. Oops. So once you have your tree pretty much good and covered in that pencil sketching stuff, select your darker color, and we're going to do just like we did with the stump. On this side, color the tree darker, and on the other side, color the tree lighter. A lot of painting in GIMP is more of technique. Your mouse work will also determine how good your tree comes out. I would recommend a tablet, but I don't really have a tablet, so can't really demonstrate it if I don't have it. Okay, that's actually a bit too of a fluorescent green. Tone it down just a bit. Okay, so as you see here, not that convincing. So take your darker color that you selected and move it up a bit, and we're just gonna try to blend the whole entire tree together. Keep on moving it up and just kinda go row by row. Take the lighter color you selected, move it down a bit, and just blend it all together. pretty good tree. It seems like this is a bit flat almost, so we're gonna maybe get a darker mid-tone because it lacks dimension on one side. Okay, now for another part of the tree. On the lighter part of the tree, select your darker color and along the bottom of the branches, create like a shadow. This makes the tree look a whole lot more 3D. So that is a pretty good top so far, but now the trunk is severely lacking. So I'm going to choose a darker brown for the trunk. Now take your dunes brush. It should also come sand dunes A. It should also come with GIMP. And you may want to scale it down a bit so it's not quite so big. And use that to texture the trunk. Just go right over everything. Now take a lighter dunes brush and texture over the lighter part of the trunk. Okay. That is a pretty good Christmas tree. Now, if you want to add some frost onto the Christmas tree, just select white as your main color. And using your pencil brush, just kind of go over the tree. I'm gonna have to scale that back up. Kind of just brush over the tree. I'm not exactly that good at adding frost yet, so I'm not going to demo it. What works great for adding some Christmas lights is you take the spark brush, and you don't want it this big, or you can, I guess. All right, I'll use it this big so you can see it on YouTube. Select Use Color from Gradient. Select a nice, full saturation. Definitely go to the full saturation gradient. And then, using this, just twirl the lights how you would around a tree. I'm actually going to scale this brush down by using the little scale bar to make some nice Christmas lights. And then you can always change the colors. And if you want to create ornaments on your tree, you can create a sphere like I do in my creating my logo on GIMP tutorial. So this is GIMP Know How, and thank you for watching this tutorial.